Hello?
Was this Robin Collier?
This is Robin, yes. Hi.
This is Bill Crozier, and we are on the Pacifica National Board conference call now. So welcome.
Great.
And Jen Goodman is chairing.
Okay.
Hi.
How do you want me to start here?
Well, okay. So let me just tell you what our little process is going to be. We have allocated 20 minutes to talk to you, hear from you, and essentially we're going to break it up for the first 5 minutes. If you can tell us about yourself and your background, where you're from, and et cetera, and your background, and especially as it relates to, including, and especially as it relates to radio and Pacifica. And then...
Okay, well, I have... I had some in my... Go ahead.
Let me just tell you the rest, and then you want to be an affiliate director. What, you know, why you would like to be an affiliate director, and why we should select you to be our affiliate director, and then we'll have questions and answers, and for a total of 20 minutes altogether, and kind of broken up into 5 minute sections. So I can hear you're anxious to start. So let's start.
Sure. Well, my background, my grandmother was a Quaker who hosted meetings with War Resister Bayard Rustin in the 40s. My grandfather was Commissioner of Indian Affairs in the New Deal. And my father was a FSA photographer with Dorothea Lange and Walker Evans. Surrounded by this legacy, I grew up with KPFA in Near Beach, north of San Francisco. Our family was close friends with KPFA founder Richard Moore, with neighbors like Gary Snyder, union longshoremen, carpenters, and members of the Lincoln Brigade. My father, John Collier Jr., taught visual anthropology at the San Francisco Art Institute and is friends with Robert Frank, Allen Ginsberg, and the Beats. Everybody had KPFA on, and I heard the HUAC hearings, the Freedom Riders, William Mandel, Elsa Knight Thompson, Pauline Kael, Kenneth Rexroth, Philip Elwood, Alan Watts, Eric Barrowsfield, Charles Armerconian, and later Larry Bensky and Amy Goodman. As a teen, I helped publish a community newspaper and then a weekly tabloid newspaper in high school. After studying photography at the San Francisco Art Institute, I bicycled across the U.S. and Europe and hitchhiked the length of South America. I have led a nonprofit artist cooperative, provided computer support to nonprofits, and managed a women's Hispanic weaving cooperative. In 2003, I formed the nonprofit Cultural Energy in New Mexico to create thousands of segments for other radio stations. In 2016, we went on the air with KCEI as an NCE Pacific affiliate, reaching 65,000 listeners in New Mexico and Colorado. As a Pacifica affiliate, we broadcast as many as 150 Pacifica segments a week with about 20 hours a week of our own content. We depend on Pacifica and the 300 affiliates. We know their value and importance. We're well aware of the struggles Pacifica has gone through since Lou Hill founded Pacifica. Affiliates, however, are crucial to Pacifica's survival and growth. Often operating in conservative rural communities, they bring progressive reporting to those surrounded by corporate and right-wing media. While Pacific is founded on listener support, we need to expand our support to wealthier progressive donors. The affiliates are key to building that support. Lou Hill acknowledged in his 1958 report on educational broadcasting that as few as 2% of the listeners will be the financial support for broadcasting to the many. We need to expand our donor base and engage the affiliates to find those who can contribute to Pacifica's financial success. We also need to find ways to build the quality of affiliate programming, reward good affiliate producers, and share more of the Pacifica station's news programming affiliate-wide. Why not share daily news updates with all affiliates and have them contribute to such updates? We need to build the Pacifica brand and the affiliates partnership. And with the affiliates partnership, we can make this possible. I hope to work with Ursula Rudenberg and find affiliates who want to participate more with the network and build relationships to strengthen Pacifica. I hope as an affiliate board member and as a manager of an affiliate station, I can bring hands-on radio production and management knowledge to build the Pacifica network. So basic background.
Great. Okay. So, you've covered most of the questions that we have, and certainly about yourself. So I think we'll just go directly to, do you have any questions for us?
Well, I need to get on the board and learn about exactly how, you know, the foundation's relationship is with the affiliates. I've worked with Ursula quite a bit over the last 10 years, even before we went on the air, and so I know some of it, but I'm sure there's a lot that I'll have to learn as a board member about everything about Pacifica. So,
okay. So, let's see.
Alex is next.
Alex Randall. No, Alex Randall already just asked a question. Alex Steinberg.
Hi, I'm Alex Steinberg from WBAI in New York. I'll just ask one quick question, and there's no right or wrong answer to this question, and it's not a trick question. I just want to get your take on this. A few weeks ago, the Pacifica National Board passed a resolution defending Julian Assange against the attempts to get him expatriated and go to court in the U.S. Just wondering what you feel about that. Is this a proper action for a board of directors to take? Because, there was some controversy about that.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, any position that the board takes is going to be controversial. I mean, one listener can get a program off the air. But, you know, given my knowledge of how controversial Pacifica has been, I mean, they've been under attack for years. Hardly supporting keeping Julian out of jail is not going to change, Pacifica's position. That's why they're so well-respected in the progressive community, is they're willing to stand up and take controversial positions.
Jan, are you muted?
I'm muted, yes. Okay. Where are we on time, Ms. Timekeeper? Hello?
So late.
Carol,
yep.
It's your turn. Carol Travis, it's your turn. And where are we on time?
We're past our hour, but we have time left for Mr. Collin if people have things to say. I'm next.
Yes, you're next. So how many more minutes with Mr. Because we're going to have 20 minutes for him no matter what. So.
12 minutes.
We have 12 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Carol, do you have any questions?
I just wonder what your attitude toward underwriting is. There's controversy on the board on that, and
well, we don't have underwriting.
Okay.
And I just believe that listener support and independent donor support is how you are independent. Now, obviously, a lot of affiliates have underwriting. Whether Pacifica stations have underwriting, that's another matter. But you can't be independent if you're getting business underwriting in your community. They're going to push you, and we've encountered that. We believe that we can't go to full power because someone is pressuring the Forest Service to prevent us from going to full power. There's no technical reason for it. And we believe it's because we take controversial positions. If you have underwriters, you won't take those controversial positions. So that's my attitude about underwriting.
Thanks for your answer. That's all I have for you. Thanks.
Okay. Tom Voorhees.
Yes. Did I understand correctly that you serve New Mexico and Colorado? Is that?
Yeah, we serve northern New Mexico and southern Colorado. Basically, what we consider the Aseka communities, the traditional Hispanic and Native American communities in both parts, both Colorado and New Mexico.
And what community are you located in?
We're in Taos, New Mexico, and we reach as far as the north side of Santa Fe to the far end of the San Luis Valley, Crestone and Alamosa. We don't have a strong signal this time, but we have another license that we hope to get on the air, which will reach about 250,000 people and really cover all of northern New Mexico in combination with our existing signal. And we also have a Channel 18 TV license.
So your TV also?
Well, that depends on getting on this our second site, which is on another 11,000 foot mountain, which would have to be all solar powered. We have to raise about $250,000 for that, but we're going to do it. We've been working on this for some time, so.
Great. Thank you. Muscula, do you have any questions? Muscula,
no,
Washington?
No, I pass.
Okay, and Muscula is from Washington, D.C.
Okay.
So how much time do we have left, Ms. Timekeeper?
Question.
We have, 10 minutes, 9 minutes.
I see, okay.
9 minutes.
All right. So, Grace, do you have any questions? And go ahead, Grace.
You know, a big part of our coverage is lots of diverse communities, and one of our goals is to have all these different communities produce content for us. And in a way, that's kind of my vision of more of the affiliates providing content for each other. You know, having much more interaction and support between stations and between Pacifica. You're a network. You have 300 stations, yet the reality is that it's the FI stations and then the affiliates are kind of subservient to that. And we need to build a better relationship between the affiliates and the FI stations, because I think they can really help each other. And I think, you know, those affiliates could be the key to building Pacifica's financial stability.
Yes. Okay. Let me ask the board if there's anyone who has any additional questions that, rather than going through the whole list, if there's anybody who has a pressing question, because we do have a very full agenda tonight, and
yes, Chair.
And we'd like to get to it. So one thing,
yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, Ms. Kazane, you have a question?
Yes. Thank you. I want to know, first of all, I didn't hear since when. I have the same question that I made before. Since when you are an affiliate? And how many programs do you carry from the Pacifica Foundation?
Well,
the third thing is, I agree with you, obviously, totally in the underwriting. But are you satisfied with the service that you receive as an affiliate? Thank you.
Well, we carry most of our content is from the audio port. I mean, we carry as many as 150 programs a week from the Pacifica network. That's huge. And a lot of the programs are unscheduled. We pick up, you know, a lot of, by having unscheduled spaces, we can pick up all kinds of great programs. I think that the whole affiliate network could be improved, audio part could be improved, but I know that Ursula's hands are kind of tied because of the lack of funding and the ability of the Ursula to raise money just to build the affiliate network is really important. That's, you know, one of the goals is to improve those services to the affiliates, and I have a lot of ideas about that. You know, the audio port could be vastly improved and strengthened. I don't think it's Ursula's fault. It's just there's no funding to do it. The other thing I would love to see is that the Pacifica archives come back to life. We haven't had a program for them for like 3 months. Those archives are just extremely valuable. We play a lot of those archives.
I think the archives, you can go into the you can get things from the archives without waiting for them to pull something out, by the way.
Well, that's totally unclear, and I tried to email them, and they don't respond. I mean, I think, you know, it's like they're dying off, as far as I can tell. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but, you know, we have a lot of programming, so we're not desperate or anything, but I just know that there's a lot of programs that we could be playing. Having listened to them in the past, Alan Watts, Johnny Otis, I mean, there's all kinds of great programming that should be available.
I think that it is, but that's something we can talk about offline.
Sure. Madam Chair, Maxie Jackson is back.
Yes, Mr. Jackson.
Good evening. I'm the Executive Director of Pacifica, Maxie Jackson.
Okay, great.
I want to ask you really kind of about audience development and more about your philosophy, if you will. So I understand you've got a very diverse audience that you serve. You also carry an extremely large spectrum of programming. I'm wondering, what are your tools that you use to develop audience, to target audience, and to identify audience?
Well, we are on social networking with Facebook and all that. You know, it's frustrating because they're so crazy. A lot of it is just word of mouth, unfortunately. It's a difficult thing because of the Forest Service preventing us to go to full power. We're only at 1 kilowatt. So, you know, that's difficult. And we've been actually hampered by that. We spent almost $10,000 in lawyers and attorneys trying to turn the Forest Service around. We got the support of our entire congressional delegation, but the Forest Service is a nightmare. So we've been a little bit stymied in that, and that's why we want this second location, which would be almost 12 times more powerful. It would be a lot easier to build audiences with more signal. So it's a problem in Northern California, Northern New Mexico, because we have all these high mountains, and you can't get a location that's not owned by the federal government. So we think it's Los Alamos Labs that's keeping us stymied by the Forest Service.
So if I may,
is that our timer?
It's not. We still got a few minutes.
Oh my God.
To go into executive session.
Yeah, I won't ask any more questions. Thank you for participating.
Mr. Jackson, I think that if that's not our timer, you can follow up on your question.
No, I'll allow him time to give closing remarks if that's where you want to go, unless it's someone else who wants to speak.
Again, we're still a young station. We've only been on the air for 2 years, and it was a huge struggle, and we still have, you know, it's very hard to start a new NCE station. The whole push is to get rid of, you know, radio broadcasting and TV broadcasting. They want to be everything paid for. That's why the network is so important, to preserve free broadcasting and independent voices, and that's why I consider the Pacifica network so important. There isn't anything like it in the United States, and we need to make it as strong as possible. And that's why I'd like to, you know, when Ursula asked me to, if I could be nominated, I accepted it because I think Pacifica is a great, great network, and we need to make it stronger and more diverse and partner with all the affiliates in a better way. So that's why I would like to be on the board. I'll leave it at that. And thank you for considering me. Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
I'll hang
much.
Up and let you go.
All right. Thank you very much. We all really appreciate your applying.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So.
Great. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. Next, let me get back to the agenda.
We have Steinberg's motion next, and we have 6 minutes.
Okay, so Alex Steinberg, what is your motion? Can you read it? for us?
Yeah, sure. I was on mute. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. This is a motion on the nomination of election of directors for 2017. And here's the text of the motion. Whereas Article 5, Section 3 of the Pacifica bylaws specify the dates when nominations for directors and election of non-affiliate directors are due, to wit, and here I quote that section of the bylaws, and I will do that just once right now. Any current delegate of any class of members may nominate any other current delegate of any class of members serving the same radio station for the office of director, provided that the nominee shall have served at least 1 year as a delegate for that radio station. Said nomination shall be given in writing to the recording secretary for the radio station, local station board, LSB, by December 31st, prior to the election of directors in January. The delegates for each radio station shall meet annually in early January to elect four directors to represent that radio station on the board. The delegates of both classes of members voting together shall elect three listener sponsor directors using the single transferable voting method and shall elect one staff director using the instant run-up voting method to represent that radio station on the board. The staff director must be a staff delegate. The listener sponsor directors must be listener sponsor delegates. All newly elected station representative directors shall be seated at the meeting of the board of directors held in late January each year when their terms shall commence. And that's the quote from the bylaws. And now my motion continues. And whereas due to the 2018 election cycle being late, it will not be possible to meet these deadlines. And whereas the intent of Article 5, Section 3 was clearly that the nominations process shall begin after the winners of the current election cycle for delegates are known and have been seated, and whereas it would clearly contravene the intent of Article 5, Section 3 to allow a committee of lame duck delegates to nominate and or to vote for the directors of the new yearly cycle, be it resolved that, one, all non-affiliate directors from the 2018 PNB remain in place as holdover directors until the 2019 directors are seated in accordance with past precedent. Two, that the due date for nominations for 2019 directors be changed to the end of the month after the election results are announced, currently February 28th, according to the revised timeline for the 2018 elections. Three, that the election of non-affiliate directors take place early in the following month after the nominations have been sent, currently early March, according to the revised timeline for the 2018 elections. Four, this new timeline for nominations and elections of directors is subject to change if there is a quorum failure or some other occurrence that prevents the election cycle from being completed in February 2019. May I motivate that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the intent is pretty clear. We are out of compliance with the bylaws already because we cannot meet these deadlines no matter what we do. And it's clear that the intent of Article 5, Section 3 was to allow the newly elected delegates to elect the directors for the new PNB. So all this motion is doing is adjusting the dates and the timelines to allow that to happen, given that our election is going to be about 2 months later than it should have been. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to take, because...
Hey, Diana?
Excuse me. This is a five-minute item, so we're going to take one for and one against, and then we're going to vote. So, Adriana?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. The first thing, that shows clearly that we are, again, violating, because we start violating by law, not doing the right thing, and doing the election because lost...
Madam Chair, can you ask the members to mute?
or this will be the same game? Can you see? I can't
hear. If there's anyone who's not muted, please mute yourself. Ms. Cazenave has 90 seconds, or has a little bit less. But go ahead, Ms. Cazenave.
Okay. What I'm saying is that what is happening is that we start really violating the bylaws, not doing the right thing when we should do a cancel of no cancel, but make the election the right way. Then we keep violating the bylaws one after another, and we believe that just with a motion, the PMB have the right. This is exactly against. We cannot do any of that. This is absolutely against our bylaws. It's perpetuating ourselves doing this kind of thing.
30 seconds.
I hope that you use the same celebrity for other people. We keep violating the bylaws without any problem, and we think that simply majority can do that. I personally disagree.
10 seconds.
The PMB need to agree totally to do that. Is time or 10 seconds, Madam Chair? Can you put it to 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
Which one is the right one? Because one say one thing and the other thing. Huh?
You got 10 seconds.
I should have said me.
No, thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Go
we know
ahead.
That you will write well. That's
can
fine.
Have, I'm
That's
sorry,
fine.
I'm muted
thank you.
Myself. Thank you very much. Okay, is there one person in favor?
No, William, with a point of order.
The time is up for the 5 minutes, and
okay,
we're
okay. So,
and
Mr.
we're you know
fine. We're going to dispense with in favor because Mr. Steinberg argued in favor of it. Mr. Heerwagen, you have a point of order, and then we're going to go to the vote.
Yeah, I don't believe that motion was seconded.
I seconded it before. Ms. Cazenave started talking.
Thank you, Mr. Heerwagen. Okay, we're now going to go to the vote. Mr. Secretary, would you please take the vote?
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Okay, Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander?
I was off for a minute. What are we voting on, Bill?
We're voting on...
It's Alex's motion... on the director election timeline.
It's
all right. Okay. I vote yes.
Okay.
Okay. Jonathan votes yes. Adriana Cassanave?
No.
Adriana votes no. Chris Corey?
Pass.
Chris passes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
I vote no.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis? No, I don't think she's on the call. Benito Diaz is not on the call. William Heerwagen?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Assume he's not on the call. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon, and Anafio Angaza, I don't believe they're on the call. Alex Randall? Can't hear you, Alex. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor, yes. Nancy Sorden, are you back on the call? And she left. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula Washington?
No.
Muscula votes no. Going back, Chris Corey, didn't hear you.
Yes.
Are you passed? Okay, yes. Didn't hear from Catherine Davis or Benito Diaz or Dwayne Lark.
Did you get Sabrina?
Leon or Pia Juan Gaza? Sabrina did yes. Or Alex Randall? Or Nancy? Any of you on the call? Okay, let me count. 10 yes, 4 no's. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No.
You abstain?
Chair abstain.
Okay, so 10 yes, 4 no's, 1 abstention.
It's time certain to go into executive session.
Okay.
So that motion passes.
That motion passes. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, a point of inquiry before we go for the parliamentarian.
Yes. Ms. Cousin A.
Okay. Mr. Tatum, if I don't mistake...
Yes.
Thank you. I don't mistake, you told us, and the Grace Annan motion about the NAS timeline, you told us that in that motion we need at least an absolutely majority of the PMB. The motion was passed by 11 yes for no. It means absolutely majority of the PMB is 12 votes. I don't know how. Can you explain why they said that the motion passed?
Before Mr. Tatum answers,
Madam Chair, it's a point of inquiry to the parliamentarian.
Okay.
I know how you think.
Fine. Okay, Mr. Tatum, you may answer.
I have a point of
yes.
order. Okay, never mind.
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Okay. All right. That motion that was made was not to change the timeline.
That's exactly correct. Okay, that answered the question.
It's not what you say before.
Now we are going to go into executive session. We are now going to go into executive session. So,
Madam Chair,
yes.
I thought the time certain was 11:30. The reason I'm asking is because the executive director and financial report and Q&A was to take place, I believe, during the open session. I'm just curious if it's 11:30 or 11, and secondly, when the report from the executive director and Wandrin is going to take place, because I was under the impression of an open session, but I could be correct. I could be corrected.
We approve 11:30, not 11.
I thought it was 11. Okay. I'm sorry.
So we stand corrected in terms of the time, and the executive director financial report and question and answer at a time certain of 9:00 Eastern time, which we have obviously blown past that, but let's take that right now.
This is William. I thought my item was next, right after affiliates.
I don't have
a problem waiting if you want to get that
taken care of, but
I just want to make sure we save time for Wandrin and myself.
No,
we had time for the ED report before the affiliates, and then we took the affiliates because they were waiting. But we have time certain that we've blown past for ED that comes next, I believe.
Yes.
That's correct. The ED report is next.
Thank you, everyone. I actually have the agenda in front of me. So the ED report, including the financial report, which Dwandrin is going to be part of, is before the motions, before the committee reports, etc. So we're going to now take the executive director report. Thank you very much. And do you want Dwandrin to get on the line right now?
She's actually on the line now. In fact, Madam Chair, if it's okay, I'd like to yield at least the order to her, since she's been in the office all this time, and I know she would like to get home at a reasonable time tonight, so I'd like to yield to her, and if there's time remaining, I can give my full report.
Okay, would you like to introduce what she's going to talk about and why we're hearing from her, please, first?
Well, that wasn't my call.
So we have 35 minutes. Is that correct, Madam Chair?
I think it's more like 20.
No, it's more like,
oh,
no.
Until
we have 20 minutes exactly.
Okay, till 11:30. Okay.
Which is why I'm yielding my time to
Wanda. Okay, so the financial report, are you having, just to clarify this, Mr. Jackson, we're having the financial report is being given by Dwanda, is that correct?
Yeah, the issue is Nancy Sorden, the chair, invited Dwanda to provide a financial report. So I don't have anything to do with it in terms of the request for her. But I wanted to yield to her in the sense that we've been packaged together. So Dwanda is on. She can take over.
Okay, great. Dwanda, would you give us a financial report, please?
Yes. I'm not quite sure. That's Nancy asked me to come on to just discuss, be prepared to answer some questions and give some information regarding a couple items in her email. Would you prefer that I just do a rundown? I'm not sure how much information or how little information I should provide.
Okay, I think that probably the best, the most helpful thing would be to go through the email, to start going through the email to answer some of those questions, just, you know, point by point.
Okay. So first on her list, she would like for me to address the following issues. The first one, info needed for Rena. The second one being the KPFA union, audit work, engaging with other staff, and any other information I feel is important. First, with Rena. Rena is our auditors for our pension plan, and right now I'm consulting with Tucker Huss. This has been a major project. Most of you know that we have a lot of moving parts when it comes to the pension and retirement plan. Primark, if you will, is our third-party administrator, and they signed on to take over our pension plan and to be our administrator under the notion that our 5500 that was filed for 2015 was accurate, and then they were going to do 16, 17, and 18. Since then, our third-party administrator, Primark, a name some of you may know, Michael Stuber, brought to my attention that he's requesting that we put a hold on the audit because the 5500 form that was filed, he does not agree with the numbers or the data or the method that they use to file the 5500. So essentially he's alleging that our 5500 that was filed for 2015 was inaccurate. So Michael Stuber is suggesting that as
point of order. Madam Chair.
In closed session, yes, I agree.
Exactly. Any remarks that might cast aspersions on anyone we have working for us should be in closed session.
Okay, you know what? This is getting it's a very important report. But I think it should be in closed session. We're going to get into a lot of details that should be in closed session. So I believe that, and there are questions, almost all of these questions should be in closed session. So
Madam Chair, might I suggest something? This is Matt.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
If you'd like, I can give my report, which I think will probably be less controversial, but
confidential.
Less confidential in nature. And then, if you'd like, we can start the closed session with Dwanda at that point. If you'd like to do it that way.
You know, I think that if you could give a 5-minute report right now, and then we go into closed session a little bit early. And
that's fine.
You
I can run through it.
Dwanda. Okay.
That's fine.
Good.
Dwanda.
Okay.
So hopefully you heard that.
I'm sorry to keep you up even later, but I think it's really important that we hear from you
but a little bit later.
Okay. So I'll run through my report real quick. I've got a number of things to report, but I'll whip through it. And if you have questions, I can probably take them as sidebars afterwards. I'll let the chair decide how she wants me to proceed. First thing, I just want to give you some updates on some scheduled meetings that are taking place with staff. So in terms of audit and financial management matters, on Mondays, the Pacifica National Office, that's Wandrin and myself, meet with the NETA folks every Monday to square away not only financial reporting and accounting and audit matters, but also to discuss material that needs to be gathered and, more importantly, what needs to be reported to the board and the staff when we meet with them on Wednesdays as part of the finance and audit meeting with general managers and business managers. So that's every Monday. I did submit an executive director's report last Friday with a significant amount of assistance from Wandrin. I hope everyone has had a chance to see that. If you don't have receipt of it, please shoot me an email so I can make sure you have it. Included in that was information about the 403B, the retirement plan, some clarifications on some of the other plans, and recent decisions that have been made from a financial management standpoint. I also want to report that the estate of Walter Mancher, the bequest, I finalized that situation, working with Joseph Catanese, the attorney from Shammy and Shammy LLC. I would give the financial reward, but I don't know if that's appropriate on this call, so I'll refrain unless you tell me otherwise. But the bequest is for Pacifica Foundation of New York. That obviously is a reference to it being gifted to WBAI. The plan is to utilize those funds towards outstanding WBII central services. Next item, Bank of America, new accounts have been established, two in particular that are important. One is the Pacifica Foundation Incorporated Restricted FJC Loan Repayment Fund. The second, Pacifica Foundation Incorporated Restricted Loan and Sale Remainder Account. Those were two accounts that we were told to establish so that we could separate those funds. I'm sure if you've got questions, either myself or Wandrin can answer those at a later time. I also signed and submitted the RENA representation letter, working with Brad Guy, GAI, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. That is our 403B retirement plan. I also wanted to alert you all that local station board election process is moving forward. The NES and LES meet with me on every Monday to ensure timelines are met and resources are allocated. Candidate lists are being finalized. Membership lists are being finalized, scrutinized, and audited, if you will. And the NES has provided the LES with logistic code timelines in alignment with the timeline modification approved by the PNB. Last piece of information for me, leadership meetings held every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those are meetings with general managers and program directors. NSCB membership is one of the key items we've been discussing. We're basically, in essence, being offered a $12,500 annual membership for all five stations. That is a reduction from what would have cost about $21,000 if they had done it individually. This is a savings for, I think, KPFK in particular, because they are an existing member of NFCB and pay a lot more than the $2,500 that would be allocated if they were part of a group buy. The other benefit of NFCB membership is Sound Exchange, which pays for our royalties to play music. And that cost annually is about $1,200 in addition to the $12,500 I mentioned. So total about $13,700 for those services for all five stations. The station program directors and general managers are in favor of us becoming affiliated with NFCB.
we were presented a presentation, a PowerPoint by the president at NSCB and their program director. And as a result, that was the funding. So right now we're determining, Wanda and I, if, in fact, the national office can assume that cost or if it needs to be parceled out to each station individually. Last piece, I've scheduled a series of meetings addressing radio station operations from Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. throughout the week. They will deal with the five key areas of radio station operations: governance, compliance, community engagement, programming, and development. The point of emphasis is discussing philosophy, structure, and best practices in each of these essential areas of operation. And that, again, will begin in the beginning of January 2019. And I will lead those. There will be a combination of PowerPoint presentations, webinar, guest presentations, and philosophical discussions and breakdowns of, again, these key essential areas of radio station operations. That's all I have to report. Thank you.
Adriana?
I'm sorry, Adriana. We do not have time for questions at this point.
No, Madam Chair. We have some certain 30. We have 9 minutes. We vote an agenda that has time certain to go to executive session that is 9 minutes from now.
This is Grace. I make a motion to adjourn.
Madam Chair, I think that we have enough. We have enough.
Second.
Ms. Cozenave, the time certain means that whatever we're doing, we have to stop and go to executive session. It does not mean that we cannot go to executive session earlier. And inasmuch as we had a report from our financial staff member, Zwandren, which we cannot hear in open session, we are going to go to closed session early so that we can hear it.
My question is for open session.
This meeting is adjourned so that we can go into closed session.
My question is for Madam Chair.
Pardon me?
My question is for open session. We have enough hiding information from the listeners. My question is for open session.
There was a
I'm
motion
sorry,
in
but
a
we're
second.
Not having any. We're not having any questions at all.
Madam Chair, that is not a decision. The agenda said
okay.
Q&A.
We do not have time for Q&A. We are now moving.
That is not true, Madam Chair.
If you are questioning the ruling of the chair, we can go to a vote.
I'm challenging your ruling because we approved that agenda, Madam Chair.
Well, we approved the agenda, but we also approved the agenda, including having
point of order. Point of order. There's a motion to adjourn on the floor. Can we? And it was seconded.
No
one was recognized.
They have the floor as a parliamentarian. You didn't have the floor.
A motion to adjourn takes precedence over all other motions.
But you have to be recognized,
Greg. To make a motion.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized to make a motion to adjourn?
I'm asking the parliamentarian.
Okay. I make a motion to adjourn.
Madam Chair,
is there a
second? Carol seconds it.
Second.
I second it.
Okay.
Second.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
So
we're going to vote. We'll vote. On the
I am the parliamentarian, Madam Chair. You don't have the right. And she didn't have the floor when she made the motion.
Madam Chair, will you please bring the member to order?
Ms. Cozenave, we do not need the parliamentarian to tell us that a motion to adjourn.
I challenge you and you said that we need to vote on. You asked me if I want to
We're going to vote. We are going to vote. Mr. Secretary,
your challenge?
You are wasting so much time on this. Let her speak. You're wasting so much time.
Okay, Brady Sharon, how do you vote?
It looks bad.
Yes, to adjourn.
Okay, Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? Andrea Jonathan. Adriana Casanave?
as a parliamentarian, the vote is illegal. The chair asked me. The chair asked me.
Adrian, did you wish to vote?
Said yes.
Ms. Cozenave is voting
yes.
No. Ms. Cozenave is voting
I didn't hear a yes or a no.
You don't have the right to vote for me neither, Madam Chair.
Well, okay, then.
Okay, Chris,
no,
I'll come back.
You asked me if I challenge, and I said that I challenge your ruling.
Yes, Bill.
Okay, Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
I vote no, and this requires a two-thirds to pass.
Joseph Davis votes no. Catherine Davis and Benito Diaz, I believe, are off the call. William Hairwagon?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark? I believe he's off the call. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon and Nifty Owen Geiser are not here. Alex Randall, are you on the call? Can't hear you, Alex. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Nancy Sorden, are you still off? Because she's off the call. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
You already have the majority. This looks absolutely terrible for you to do this. Whatever you think of her, she needs to speak and you waste so much time. No.
Muscular votes no. Going back, Jonathan... Didn't hear you. Adriana,
yes.
Did you wish to vote yes or no?
I vote yes.
Oh, what was that, Jonathan? John,
yes.
Yes, thank you. Okay, Adriana?
I vote no. You cannot keep violating our rights.
Adriana votes no. Let's see. We got everybody that's on the call. Let me count. We have 10 yes. Four no's. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Okay, that's 11 yes and four no. I don't know if it takes two-thirds, but that is two-thirds, more than two-thirds.
Okay. So, would everyone get off the call and call right back in, please?